It's very gratifying that these trials have the mandate and the support of the membership and the medical oncologists at large. And I think we really have to protect that mechanism, because I think if we aren't vigilant, that mechanism is going to be eroded. I think we have, you know, great concerns as to what's going on now in the restructuring of the cooperative groups. I mean, efforts to nationalize clinical trials, I think, are going to make these kinds of trials, with trastuzumab as a case in point, more difficult to do. I think it may diminish the American contribution to the state of the art in breast and colorectal cancer and other diseases.
Why do you see that nationalizing this is going to be a problem?
I think if you nationalize it and make it a government entity, it will lose a great deal of its attractiveness, number one. I think it will limit the number of clinical trials that are out there, and I think it's going to limit participation and absolutely invite industry to walk in here and compete for that population. Not only that, if we were limited to one trial in adjuvant breast, and that trial were being done by the CTSU consortium, and somebody came to me with an outstanding idea for a biological, I would certainly want to do that trial. There's a movement going on to undermine and nationalize the cooperative groups, being driven probably by dollars or the lack of dollars.
I had to sort of mention to you in an email, not jokingly actually, whether or not you think that the group would ever be interested in looking at adjuvant lung trials. They need help.
Lung needs help. Prostate needs help.
Prostate needs huge help.
Ovarian need, I mean, there's so many things.
But I mean, lung kills
help.
155,000 people a year, and adjuvant therapy works. And they just don't have the infrastructure in place to do these kinds of trials.
Unfortunately, we could provide infrastructure. Yeah, I mean, if we were ever asked. But, you know, I think what CTEP wants to do is nationalize trials, not farm them out. If we had been asked, let's say, early on in the NSABP's career, or even 5 years ago, look, we really need that, it's in the national interest for the NSABP to get involved with lung, and we would like to support that. Would we have said no? Certainly not. On the other hand, for us to independently say the NSABP is going to become a lung group and we're going to compete, I don't think that's the best approach.
Politically?
No, practically. Practically, to go out and to now say we're an untested group, we'd like to do trials in lung cancer, come join us. Yeah, you know, traditionally our members do not do lung cancer.
Of course, but you know, you have the unique ability, from my point of view, to be able to marshal commitment out of surgeons and to be able to organize surgeons. I mean, and it's not just the breast surgeons.
Yeah, but thoracic surgeons tend to be a somewhat different breed. But if there were a national mandate to do it, we would respond.
There should
if
be.
If somebody came and said, look, we'd like the NSABP to give this a shot, we're willing to fund it. We're willing to give you the support for the personnel and expanding your infrastructure in order to do this, we would consider it very seriously.
Do the trials that you do have to be NCI originated, or can they be industry originated?
They don't have to be NCI. And I think we're going to have to make difficult decisions in the future with NCI dollars becoming more and more limited, and with NCI regulation becoming more and more invasive.
You know, we've been very actively involved along in the last couple of years. The four trials that changed the standard of care in lung cancer, I'm sure you're aware of this, that came out in the last 3 years, the total number of patients on those studies was 3,500 in the four trials.
It's an embarrassment. It really is, compared to a disease which is so common.
It kills 155,000 people.
It is so common. If there were a concrete plan on the table, we would certainly review it in a very serious way. If you had some dominant thoracic surgeon who said, I'm coming to the NSABP because I think you're the best mechanism to do it, I wish to be a part of this. I will give it my all for the NSABP. I have money from the following sources to bring with you. We need the mechanism. We would talk.
Interesting.
For example, I'm not neutral about that.
The next set of trials that they're going to do, number one on their agenda is bevacizumab plus chemotherapy, sure. Not entirely unknown to you all.
Absolutely.
And the other thing about that that's really interesting about lung is the tyrosine kinase inhibitor responsive patient.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Very interesting.
And we tried to show them how analogous that situation is to the Herceptin situation.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in the 10 or 15% of lung cancer patients who are non-smokers or oligosmokers, their ability to predict response is the same, probably better, than Herceptin and metastatic disease.
Yes, you've identified the population that's responsive. I mean, when you say, would the NSABP do lung? ACOSOG was started by Broder when the NSABP in 1994 was being dismantled and eviscerated. So we said, we don't need the NSABP. We're going to start ACOSOG. So this was started as a political maneuver. Had somebody come at that point to the NSABP and said, look, there is need for a surgical group. Now, you consider this very carefully. Either the NSABP takes on a broader mandate or we're starting a new group.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How would we have responded? Of course we would have said, if you think it's in the national interest for us to expand, we'll expand.
Right.
We've made that offer time and time and again to CTAP.
Interesting.
To say, if you really believe that it is in the national and you will support us, we will seriously review it and do whatever we can to make it happen.
I mean, I would make an analogy to what would need to be done with the thoracic surgical community to what you're going to do or what you are doing with CO9 with the hepatic surgeons. I mean, these are different surgeons. Have you worked with them before?
You're absolutely right. So we're really treading, this is our initial immersion here.
Right.
To say, you know, the trial is not brilliant. We know that. But on the other hand, it's a template to determine if we can get hepatic surgeons to talk with one another and to put their own differences aside for the overall good of advancing the state of the art. The next trial will be better. The same for rectal surgeons, which are a different breed.
Absolutely right.
So we brought them in and said, what trial do you want to do? It's not the trial that I'm most excited about.
Right.
But that's not important. They have to be excited about it. It has to motivate them. They have to have the endorphin rush.
Right.
So the RO4 is also a test to see if the card-carrying rectal surgeon is going to be amenable to doing clinical trials in his disease.
Right.
Or her disease. So you have to give them ownership. And then it takes a while. I mean, it takes a while for them to become comfortable with the mechanism. But once they do, they're in.
Yep.
They're in for life.
Yep.
I mean, some of our strongest adversaries initially to clinical trials, when they were converted, I mean, were born again clinical trialists. I mean, they would admonish us about not being rigid in how we're doing clinical trials.
I think this is a good time to get people excited about trials, particularly adjuvant trials, because of the Herceptin stuff.
And on the other hand, I think what's going on at the NCI is very worrisome. The new review process of having an outside scientific board, the fact that there's going to be one national agenda and may only be one clinical trial in a disease as prevalent as colon cancer, you're basically opening the door to dismantling the mechanism. Theirs and ours. There are too many promising agents out there to have that kind of an approach to an agenda, which we find very worrisome. In an era where I think we've made some very significant successes in doing clinical trials where you think that this mechanism would be supported and lauded.
Sure.
So it's to their great. Have you heard Andy say anything about this
data? What do you think the reason
is? Hey, ask him.